Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you're here with us. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations on the exchange, you can certainly do that as well. Phone number is 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Let me pause for a moment to say a big hearty thank you to Milt Radford for sitting in so I could take a brief vacation, and to Reed Newland and Charlotte Duran for holding down the fort as well. Well done all around. I know Milt does an excellent job, and we can do this a lot, as far as I'm concerned. So thanks again for joining us today on The Exchange. The proposed protection of any animal on the federal endangered species list tends to create controversy. Witness the listing of the spotted owl 23 years ago and all that has happened in federal timber management since that time. So when the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service talks about listing the Oregon spotted frog, clearly no relation, the warning bells go off for some people. Those people include the Klamath County commissioners who recently decided to send a letter outlining some concerns with the spotted frog listing process. If you're interested, the spotted frog was first proposed for listing in 1993, 20 years ago, but higher priority critters made it wait. And it, according to the Fish and Wildlife Service, has now gone from 78% of its historic range. To talk about the concerns of the Klamath County commissioners, we invited one of the commissioners to join us. Tom Malams is that commissioner and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Commissioner, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation.
So when you took office, had you even heard of the Oregon spotted frog?
No, but I'm quite sure I had been in contact with them before. They're kind of a cute little critter, you know, and I've spent a lot of time in the water and wetland kind of areas was growing up and everything in southern Oregon, and I'm sure I was acquainted with one or two of them over the years.
But so they were fairly common, I guess, particularly in Klamath County from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I think they are or have been, and I'm not saying that there isn't a certain level of importance to them with every species that's out there, but I think the balance of this whole equation has been totally lost, whether you're talking about the spotted owl, spotted frog, or wolf, or whatever it is. The balance needs to get swung back to the place where there's some economic driving forces going on to help our community survive.
So I hear a general concern, Commissioner, but what specifically prompted the decision by commissioners to write a letter to the Fish and Wildlife Service?
Well, in the state of Oregon, there's, I think it's 54,000 acres of Oregon that's going to be possibly impacted. Well, will be impacted if this goes forward. Almost 28,000 acres of that is in Klamath County, and almost 9,000 acres of that is in private ground within Klamath County. This would put another layer of regulation on top of already existing layers of regulation that are already in place, and I see no benefit to that. Most of this area, actually probably almost 100% of this area, is already designated as wetlands. Probably not every inch of it, but the very vast majority of it, which is already under high scrutiny already. And why put another layer of regulation on top of that is redundant as far as I'm concerned, and has no real bearing on whether this species can be increased in population or not. It's already under scrutiny. It's a wasted effort to put another layer out there. And I'll be honest with you, it's after my experience over the many, many years of being involved in these issues, whenever an additional layer of scrutiny comes into place, it's going to be, no doubt, a higher level of scrutiny before it's all over with. You can say, well, it doesn't change anything, but invariably it will change the higher level of scrutiny than it's already in place.
So, Tom Malams, the process you're talking about specifically is what? Critical habitat designation?
Correct.
All right. And so that simply says, you know, this is where we really need to be sure we're protecting habitat for whatever critter we're talking about, in this case, the Oregon spotted frog.
Yes, and I've got to make sure be very plain here. They claim this as this is going to be a very minimal, if no impact. But then farther in the wording of some of the documentation, it says the only possible impact would be if you have some kind of a contract with the federal government of any size, shape, or form, which a lot of this ground has grazing rights to it through contracts with the federal government, grazing allotments and so forth, and the ability to use that ground for recreational purposes even. And those are things that will come into play. And our industry here, ag is a very big concern here. Cattle industry is very big, and there's a very big concern that those lands that have been historically grazed or parts of them, whether they abut to that wetlands or even timberland close to it for the timber industry, they will be negatively impacted. And I'm sorry to say, it's by history that we look at that, and that's what's happened historically in the past. When their critical habitat has been expanded, a second layer of scrutiny, it always has a negative impact on the economic side of the things, and that's where the balance has been lost. I'm all for helping species survive and all that type of thing, but there has to be a balance, and that balance has been totally lost. It's a the agencies, they by admission will say they will, if they're created with a question of whether if it's a equal one way or the other, they will always side on the species side, and that's been very, very obvious with the spotted owl. Again, we mentioned the spotted owl. For habitat for spotted owl, it's decimated the entire state timber industry. Billions and billions of dollars lost in the economic drivers, and thousands of jobs lost, entire communities decimated. And I'm sorry to say, but for a spotted owl, there's no balance there. And that's all I'm looking for, is that balance.
Tom Malams is a Klamath County Commissioner and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about a letter the commissioners have proposed writing to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about the proposed listing of the Oregon spotted frog on the endangered species list. It's still not happened yet. Could sometime next year. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk about the timeline here. First of all, has a letter actually been drafted at this point?
Yes, it was already sent in. It was sent in back, dated on December 3rd. So it's already in the works. It went right to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and they forwarded on to the appropriate places that they're taking the comments.
So when county commissioners send letters to federal agencies, do you get replies?
Yes, we do at the local level, generally. In the past, I have sent letters to the Department of Interior, and sometimes it took a couple of reminders, and then they did finally respond. I've responded as a commissioner and as an individual on the things such as the Klamath Dam removal, the environmental studies on that. I'd never received any response, and they said during that process they would respond to all comments, and that did not happen at all. My comments were not in the EIS at all. They were never addressed, and I've never received any kind of responses back. So our government says they will respond and take everything into consideration, but the reality is they don't. And I've been very critical of government in general, and now I have to be careful because I am part of the government. So I have to be careful of criticizing myself. But in times I will criticize myself because government is ruled by some regulations that we have no control over sometimes. But yet, if we have no control over them, I'm going to at least be vocal about it. And if we say we can do something, we better do it. And if we can't do it, we better admit right up front that we can't do it, and have that open transparency out there to everything that we touch and put our hands into. And this environmental issues, I think the federal government has taken a very, very improper direction. It's motivated by agendas, I really believe, and it's been shown very, very plainly within the Department of Interior in numerous cases, to where I think one of the federal judges in California actually termed the Department of Interior as, if I can remember the terminology, it's rife with environmental zealots with an agenda.
Wow, that's an interesting comment from the judge. We are going to be hearing from people who favor the spotted frog listing tomorrow, and I'm sure that their point of view will be somewhat the opposite of yours, obviously, but particularly where it concerns the fact that the spotted frog was first proposed for listing 20 years ago, and it hasn't happened yet, and might happen, late next year, I understand?
Yes, they were under a timeline, and that was because of a suit with an environmental group, and if you can look at... The lists of those kind of things lined up in the wings, and And we were told very point blank years ago on the spotted owl or the suckerfish in Klamath Lake that environmental groups, and they were, I'll give them credit, they were very honest about it. They would say, not necessarily in the open public, but behind the scenes, they would say, well, yes, this is the one we're fighting for today. If you win, we have 100 more waiting to be listed or to be possibly listed. So this thing is agenda-driven. Some people are very passionate about specific species, and I've been in meetings with some of those folks, and I give them credit. They have a passion for it, and I think they have a true agenda on their mind. But there are a lot of people out there that are actually pushing a lot of this agenda forward that don't have that in mind. They have dollars and cents in their mind. There's groups like the Center for Biological Diversity, I think it is. They are basically totally funded, it appears to be, on monies derived from lawsuits of the federal government. And I've listened in and sat in on some of those hearings in Washington, D.C., where those things were very openly exposed, but they just blatantly say, that's the way it is, and we're going to keep going forward. And again, I go back to my original statement. I'm looking for balance.
All right. Let me take a call here from Cynthia and Talent. We're getting short on time. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Tom Malams, Klamath County Commissioner, about the Oregon spotted frog.
Yeah, I liked your last comment about finding some balance. I think that blaming environmentalists for the economy concerns here in Oregon is unfair. I think that a lot of the logging giveaways have been, business as usual, good old boy stuff that needs to change. And part of that is changing the way we bid these contracts so that it allows for more competition. But also I wanted to say that once a species is lost, it's lost forever, whereas humans can adapt and find new ways of making revenue.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Cynthia. Let
me respond to that. I appreciate her thoughts on the balance, and I openly admit some of the logging industry has a very big black eye, and those things have changed, but the pendulum swung so far the other direction you can't even hardly recognize it. And so I'm still looking for that balance. And species being lost, you can say that every species has a purpose. I will dispute that. There are species that are lost each and every day, and there are new species being found on a continual basis. One of the species that's being pushed here in Oregon and Idaho is the wolf. There was a reason for those wolves being pushed out of the state, and a very, very definite reason for safety. And if you're going to take that attitude, and joking at one time, I said, well, there are prehistoric proof that there were some really nasty creatures here before man was here. So if you can extract DNA out of some of these prehistoric creatures, by that logic, you need to reintroduce those nasty creatures in Multnomah County, in Salem, not just in the rural communities. This spotted frog habitat was also found in Multnomah County, but you don't see them wanting to list it there. They want it listed and protected in other areas or reintroduced in Multnomah County. And that's where the balance is lost. They pick and choose where they want to focus at. And I'm not trying to blame environmental groups per se. Some of them, yes, but farmers are some of the most original and hardest working environmentalists out there. They are very concerned with the ground, with their environment. Watershed work here in our area has been gone forward for decades without government money, without any push, all voluntarily for decades. But no credit has been given.
Tom Malams is a Klamath County Commissioner, and he's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange talking about the proposed listing of the Oregon spotted frog and the habitat designation. For the folks wondering about the other side, we will hear from the folks who are in favor of the spotted frog. Got to be careful not to say spotted owl. Listing tomorrow at 8:30. Tom Malams, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Our Vents Day segment is coming up right now. Here is Garrison Keillor.